From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama said today photos showing the abuse of detainees in Iraq and Afghanistan are, in his words, not particularly sensational. However, speaking at the White House, the president said their publication would do no good. And Mr. Obama again spoke out on the abuse of prisoners.
I have made it very clear to all who are within the chain of command, however, of the United States Armed Forces, that the abuse of detainees in our custody is prohibited and will not be tolerated.
In opposing a court ruling calling for the release of the photos, the president cited concerns about the safety of U.S. troops. Federal appeals court ruling on a request from the ACLU for the photos released under the Freedom of Information Act agreed the pictures should be made public. President Obama delivers a commencement address tonight to graduates of Arizona State University. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
Mr. Obama has spoken at graduation ceremonies in the past, but this is the first commencement speech he'll deliver as president. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama will touch on the amazing opportunities waiting for new college graduates, as well as the challenges in the world they'll be entering.
As he's done in many commencements before, he will talk about the fact that the choices that you make leaving college about being involved in your community and serving a purpose higher than yourself is tremendously important.
The president is also scheduled to deliver the commencement address this weekend at Notre Dame University and later this month at the U.S. Naval Academy. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Retail sales fell for a second straight month in April. That's the word from the Commerce Department today. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Most analysts polled by the Reuters News Service expected U.S. retail sales to be the same in April as March, and higher if auto sales were left out. But they dropped by 0.4% after a much bigger drop in March, dashing some hopes that consumers might be feeling more optimistic and ready to start spending more. Gasoline sales were down again, but auto sales rose slightly as tire kickers found bargains in a depressed industry. Outside of car sales, weakness was widespread in April, including at department stores, specialty clothing stores, furniture showrooms, and food and beverage stores. Sales of electronic goods were down nearly 3%, and that was after a plunge of nearly 8% in March. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Intel said today it plans to fight a decision from the European Union to fine the company nearly $1.5 billion over what officials say are illegal sales tactics. The record fine comes amid charges the world's biggest maker of computer chips has shut out a number of rivals, including Silicon Valley-based AMD. The fine leveled against the Santa Clara, California-based company exceeds even the monopoly abuse penalty imposed by the EU last year on software maker Microsoft. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed down 184 points. This is NPR. There were reports of a second day of shelling in Sri Lanka's war zone. The death toll there is estimated at as many as 50 people after shells tore through a hospital packed with wounded civilians. Health workers at the makeshift medical facility say they were so overwhelmed by the influx of wounded and the shelling that they could do little more than hand out gauze bandages to the roughly 1,000 people waiting for medical treatment. The strike on the hospital came as the government continues its offensive to destroy Tamil Tiger separatists. The Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, has purchased what experts are now saying is the earliest painting by Michelangelo. It will be the only painting by the artist in an American collection. Jerome Weeks from member station KERA has the story.
The image of St. Anthony being tormented by demons was painted on a small wooden panel. And when Michelangelo completed it around 1488, he was only 12 or 13. Historians have known about the painting ever since critic Giorgio Vasari wrote about it in 1550. Eric McCauley-Lee is the director of the Kimball Museum.
But it was so discolored by overpaint and darkened varnish that it became unrecognizable as a Michelangelo.
Some scholars believe it belongs to another Italian artist's workshop. When an art dealer bought it for $2 million, he turned it over to the Metropolitan Museum of Art for cleaning and tests. Those tests convinced the Met's experts that it is indeed a Michelangelo. The St. Anthony will be on display at the Met before coming to Fort Worth in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Weeks in Dallas.
Crude oil futures prices fell today. The near-month contract for benchmark-grade crude was down 83 cents a barrel to close at $58.02 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.